This is a, what is this? This is a Happy Father's Day to other fathers and the men who mentor, who take the place of fathers. You are appreciated. Please check out Everything Culture's episode today, where he had multiple women speak on their fathers and fatherhood and what that means to them, me included. I was on that thing. And that's Everything Culture Podcast. Happy Father's Day. Check out BTG for President Baylor for his episode he did earlier this week on mental wealth. Okay. And Baylor in that episode asked his audience to send him a word that explains their mental health right now. And my word would be overwhelming, and I'm thugging through it. A lot of being where I don't want to be is happening right now for the last 2.5 weeks. Not understanding certain changes that need to happen in certain ways with people. But also respecting the fact that they need it. You know what I'm saying? That's been happening. But this one right here is for the men, because y'all are needed in my world. Can't speak for other women. I don't want a world of just women, because I have my limits. I have my limits, okay? I think women need men and men need women. Okay, regardless of what you like or what you don't like, we need each other. And this one is pertaining to Men's Mental Health Month. And I think mental health is a very critical part of life, period. It's the machine to our well-being. It's what makes us make the decisions that we make, gives us the focus that we have, and motivates us when nobody else will. And I think for men, it's a lot of pressure that y'all get on a daily. It's a lot of pressure that society puts on men, and it makes people have a hard time focusing on what they need to do for themselves. Whereas I think a lot of men focus on how they need to show up for other people, whether it's work, family, their friends, how they appear to other people, but not how they feel. Right? And I think when it comes to mental health, you have to focus on the inner instead of the outer. So this episode, I wanted to go over some small changes that will help you do bigger and better things as far as your mental wellness, okay? So first and foremost, let's get into this physical activity. I think if you work a job that uses your body, all right, you're already probably getting a workout, right? If you work a job that uses your body and you're outside, that's like a double workout, because you got the heat, you got no regulated temperatures, and that sun sometimes will make your body feel like you did double the work that you did, right? I think if you have a physical job like that, you should be focusing on your wellness from the inner to the outer, right? You're already getting a body workout, but what are you eating? You're already getting a body workout, but are you sleeping? You're already getting a body workout, but are you taking your supplements, right? Are you getting the right balance care from the inside? But if you're not, if you sit at a desk, if you stand a lot for work, I think it's very important for you to do at least 30 minutes of exercising 3 to 5 times per week. Okay, that's going to help your mood. That's going to help your heart. That's going to help your joints. That's going to reduce any stress that you might be carrying, whether you ride your bike to work, whether you walk to work. Some people are morning workout people. I am not. I try to be. Sometimes y'all might see me on IG running or on TikTok running. I try to be, but it is very hard when, especially now, like the girls are not in school, so I don't have my mornings to myself to go work out anymore. And they don't want to get up early so I can work out. So I'm going to have to make it like a afternoon workout thing. But I think being consistent about your physical activity is important. Whether you got to do 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes at night, work out. If you got to lift weights, do that. If you got to do jump rope, do that. If you want to walk with your girlfriend or your spouse, at the end of the day, do that. You can make it a routine where y'all just walk and talk. If you got to go ride bikes with your kids, you know, do something that's moving your body. Jogging, yoga, it's going to help refresh you and make sure you're energized and make sure you're doing something with your body, because if you don't use it, you lose it. Okay? Now, I talked about this a little bit earlier. I don't think men get enough sleep or understand the value of sleep, especially as you're getting older, right? Sleep gets overlooked every time. And in a world like today, I understand everybody is trying to use every hour that they have in the day to do something that's going to benefit them tomorrow. I get it, okay? But it's about 35% of adults that do not get 7 to 9 hours of sleep. It's some people working 12-hour shifts with 5 hours of sleep. A major thing that helps with sleep is eating a banana before you go to bed, drinking water, and making your room a bit darker so you can sleep. I don't have a TV in my room. I know some men like to sleep with a TV on or something on while they sleep. Changing your sheets before you go to bed, and just making it a peaceful place that you want to be in to go to sleep. Another thing that will help your mental health would be being around people you like, not people who have been friends with you just because, or you just known them for a long time, or it's just somebody from work. Good human connection is really good for your health. People who have good people around them usually live a longer life because they don't have to second guess things that are said or things that are done. So if you need to get in touch with family, get in touch with family. If you need to get in touch with friends, get in touch with friends. Even if it's a 10-minute phone call or voice notes that y'all send to each other or funny videos, if you are struggling and you know there's somebody that knows you better than anybody else, figure out a way to communicate with them. It could be about work. It could be about where you live. It could be about a book. It could be about sports. But have meaningful connections in your life, not just people lingering in your life, right? I think a big thing with a lot of men is a lot of men struggle to have deeper connections than the surface shit with other men, out of fear sometimes of people taking it the wrong way. A lot of men are not emotional with their friends. A lot of men will say, oh, I've been friends with them since middle school, and we in our 30s or we're in our 40s, and I've never seen them cry. I've never seen them get angry. Like, I have friends where I've seen them go through all those phases, sadness, anger, depression, being really happy, being surprised. Like, it's a relationship, right? And how well do you get to know somebody if they hide certain phases of their life from you and they don't show you that they're human? Get to know your people. Ask your male friend deeper questions. Get to know their kids. Get to know what they're dealing with mentally also. Now, the other thing that I think a lot of men can do is meditate. And meditate doesn't always have to look like you sitting cross-legged, sitting on the floor or yoga mat in this room and working out. It doesn't have to look like that. It could be you waking up 15 minutes earlier than you're supposed to and just sitting there or laying there, not scrolling, not talking, not checking emails, not working out, just laying there. It can even be 10 minutes just to focus and just let things go, or to get mental feedback about maybe your dream or what happened this weekend or what happened yesterday. But it's about staying present and where you are and reflecting and focusing and finding some level of being comfortable in your day. Right? I think there's a lot of people that get up and they go to the bathroom and they wash their face and they brush their teeth, but they don't take time to look at themselves. Psst. I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam, and it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other. And that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts. Whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right With Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. They don't take time to tell themselves in that mirror good morning. They don't take time to look at their hair, look at their skin, think about how they feel. Look for changes. You know, you've been working, getting things done, paying things. But when was the last time you looked at your eyes? When was the last time you checked out your skin? When was the last time you really took a look at your teeth? When was the last time you really took a look at the fact that you look sad? You look sad. And throughout this day of hustle and bustle, this is what people see. But you're thinking you're just getting things done. But if you don't take time to check yourself, who's going to check on you for you? Right? And then you'll wonder why people are asking you certain questions throughout the day. You okay? What's wrong? Nothing's wrong. I'm just trying to get this. I got to be here. I got to do this. I got to go pick this up. I'm just getting things done, man. Yeah, yeah. Nice seeing you. Blah, 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 blah. And that person hears you. Oh, they're doing this. They're doing that. They got this going on. You know, they out here. They doing their thing. But people can see what's going on in you from your mannerisms, from your facial expression, and from your body language. So take care of yourself, right? Find more reasons to have peace. Even if that means being around people less. Maybe you want to do something as a hobby at the house. Maybe you want to garden. Maybe you want to cook more. Maybe you want to build things more. Maybe you want to read more. But do something that's mindful for yourself. Don't forget yourself throughout the day. Now, I talked about this a little bit earlier, but I feel like a major thing that helps people either have more joy, have more happiness, feel better, look better, is definitely going to be your diet. It sounds very cliche, I know. But I feel like when you eat good and you drink what you're supposed to and your body is being treated properly, you're going to feel good. You're going to think different. You're going to want to do things different, right? And having a better diet is going to help your mood. It's going to help you think better and it's going to help you feel better. So a lot of why people might feel down or sad or low energy could be based on what they're eating. If you think about it, I was at a fish spot with Anya. Not a fish spot, but Juicy Crab, this place. And we ordered, she ordered like a shrimp bowl with rice and a side of veggies. And I ordered a chicken bowl, a chicken and steak bowl. And she was asking me about the fish. And she was like, is the fish that we get here good, like in the United States? And I said, probably not as fresh. And she was like, if you live on the island, is there something that you would eat every day? Like, would you eat seafood every day? I said, probably, because it would be the freshest, right? If you think about it, when people go mass fishing to sell it, that's the freshest it's going to be before it hits your plate, is them throwing a net, getting that fish, putting it in the boat, taking it to the shore, packaging it up. Those fish are dying in that process, right? And then it's kind of like they throw the fish on ice to keep it fresh to get to the next place. And then the next place boxes up the fish to be able to get it to the next place. And it's dead already at this point. Then it gets to the next place. And then the next place has to clean it, repackage it, then put it on some more ice. And hope that when you're walking through the grocery store, I don't know how long this time frame is, that you see this fish. And it's the weight that you want. It's the size that you want. And it's the price that you want to buy it. Then we go home and we might put that fish in the freezer. We might put that fish in the fridge. And then eventually throughout the week of us eating some other processed shit, we said, I'm going to cook this fish tonight. Then you put it in a bowl and you start your process of cleaning the fish, because you should clean your fish. You should always clean your meat. And then you start seasoning it, right? And then you either fry it, you either bake it, or you cook it on top of the stove. And then it goes in your body. How healthy could that fish possibly be at that point? And then you think about our chicken goes through a process. Our beef goes through a process. Right? So we eat a lot of processed things. And most of the things that we eat when it comes to meat or even fruit being picked, the best time to eat that fruit is right when it fell off that tree. Right when it was cut from that stem. But it has to go through a process. It has to get from one country to the next country. Has to get from one coast to the next coast. And eventually, by the time you choose that fruit, you hope it's still good. You take it home. You might eat it today. You might eat it two or three days from now. It's not going to be the freshest. But we're going to try to get our best from this fruit. Right? And then we have billionaires who are manipulating vegetables, playing with their DNA. You know what I'm saying? We have billionaires who are playing with the fruit, manipulating the fruit. But we're saying, eat a fruit. Go in the grocery store and eat a fruit. How healthy is a fruit that was manipulated by man? And so, yes, we have choices to make when it comes to our diet, right? And I think having a lot of salts in our food is not going to be good for us long term. Having a lot of sugar in our food is not going to be good for us long term. It's going to lead to depression. It's going to lead to our kids being hyperactive or acting out. But I feel like as much as we want to eat healthy, there's a risk in that too. Because if you eat too much spinach, you might end up with kidney issues. So it's like everything has to be done in a level of balance. Everything has to be done in a level of consideration. But you still need proteins. And you can still get your proteins from other things. You can still add chia seeds on top of your fruit. You can still buy fruits from farmers locally, growers locally, to get it at the freshest instead of it going to your grocery store, right? So start changing your diet. I've seen so many men transform their bodies by changing their diet. There's nothing wrong with changing your diet. It doesn't have to be when your doctor says it. It doesn't have to be when your wife says it. It doesn't have to be when your family makes you feel guilty. It doesn't have to be after your bypass surgery. It doesn't have to. You don't have to wait for things to get life-threatening to be better. You don't have to completely erase all of the things that you love from your diet before you get better. But you have to do something. You have to do something different. Now, let's get into the men who like their extracurriculars, okay? I understand, because the way life has been lifing for the past 2 weeks for me, I understand why people might smoke cigarettes. I understand why people might pop pills. I understand why people might take part in the greenery. I understand why people might drink. Okay, but using alcohol or other substances to deal with life, stress, irritations, pressures, it can lead to some negative issues in your body and in your mind. Okay, and if you're looking for a betterment, if you're looking for a long-term better mood, if you're looking for clarity and just a lightness about yourself, it's not going to be in that bottle. It might temporarily be in that greenery, but it's not going to last very long for you. It's going to be an illusion of a fix. So don't rely on it. I think you can have a drink every once in a while, but don't rely on it, okay? Try to be around some good people, like I said earlier. Try to do something positive for your body. Maybe go running. Maybe go walking, you know? Maybe learn something new, right? Which brings me into get a better hobby, okay? If you have something that you love to do, that's going to increase your happiness, period. It's going to give you like a break that you might need from your daily day-to-day shit. Sometimes that might be Legos. I think adults playing with Legos, bomb. I think adults having like that go-to cartoon that they want to watch, bomb. Having that game that they like to play, bomb. Love it. Okay? If it's not ruining your body, if it's not ruining your brain, if it's not affecting the next person, and you have balance, have at it. If you know there's a passion that you're not pursuing that you need to pursue, figure out what that needs to be and have at it. Right? But if you feel like the help that you need is not going to come from your diet, it's not going to come from working out, it's not going to come from people you know for a long time, and it's not going to come from a vacation, and you feel like mentally you are just too overwhelmed, mentally you can't see it out, you don't have no coping tools, you tried everything and it's still not working, life's challenges are getting harder and harder and heavier, and you feel yourself spiraling and going into a hole, it is okay for you to quietly and privately seek a therapist. It is okay for you to contact your HR department and see if they have an EAP and can give you at least 5 to 6 free sessions on the company to pay for you to see a therapist. You don't have to tell your friends. You don't have to tell people you work with. You don't have to tell your supervisor. That is private assisted help when you work for most corporate companies, right? And then at least through those sessions, when you go, you can pick out your own therapist and you can start to have some tools on how to deal with what you're struggling with mentally, right? You can learn what might help you get through whatever is bothering you that made you want to go seek professional help. There's nothing wrong with getting help from a resource that is at your fingertips. Don't feel guilty about it. Don't feel crazy about it. Don't feel stupid. Don't feel helpless. Don't feel less than. Just go handle that. I did it. I'm not lesser of a woman because I did it. There's men that continuously go, been going for years, decades. I think some people need therapy longer than others, and some people don't. And if you have to disengage with society online, then disengage with society online. It sounds like something kids might have to do, but sometimes adults have to do it too. You don't have to be on social media. Social media can be the messiest place to be in life because social media is always trying to connect dots of people and things in your life that you never asked for. Suggested friends. People that a person that you know may like, but that's they not even following you. They just like a video from time to time. Now you know who they following. Now you're looking at who they following and what they did on their page and what they said and how they're engaging. Like it's messy, right? And a lot of people have high numbers on social media because you get to be the joke instead of what's going on in my life. So your numbers are high because people are finding that entertaining. People find other people's downfall entertaining, which leads to less empathy for people, right? So if you need to set some type of boundaries for when you're online, when you're on social media, how you interact, if you just want to post your environment day to day, your artwork, maybe you having coffee, maybe you working on something and not say anything and not engage with people that follow you, that's your shit. Do what you do. If you just want to be on social media to be informed about different things, that's fine. Do what you do. I love architecture, so a lot of times on social media you might see me post houses, paintings, other people creating. I love fashion. You might see me post that. you might see me post other podcasters. It doesn't necessarily mean I 100% agree with these thoughts, but I think you have to allow different opinions to sit so you can have your own thoughts, build your own thoughts from it. I repost people cooking different things because I feel like sometimes we could get stuck in this rotation of mundaneness where we just keep cooking the same thing, keep trying the same thing and not thinking out of the box. I love to see how people have their homes, their interior set up. I love to hear people's explanation on different books that they're reading. And that's what I like. And I post what I like. Right. And small changes of maybe posting what you like more instead of posting yourself might make you feel better. Maybe not talking more to people on social media, but maybe you check it once a week instead of every day of the week. Like small changes might make a huge difference in your week, in your month, in your year. And regardless of what we're going through, a lot of times, I think men should practice gratitude, not phony gratitude, not just telling people that you feel great or every day is great or, you know, I'm just thankful. Are you thankful? How do you show that you're thankful? How do you thank yourself? Right? That's a part of mental health. Really not just saying you're thankful, really not just saying you're grateful, but showing it, right? Whether you write it down, whether you just have notes in your phone to yourself, maybe you tell yourself affirmations in the morning or you have deep prayer, right? Some people pray on their way to work. Some people pray as soon as they get up. Some people pray throughout the day. Some people pray before they go to sleep. Some people pray while they're running and working out. It could be small. It could be 5 minutes. It could turn into 10 minutes. It could turn into an hour. But the more that you practice this, the more that your faith in yourself will be better. Your understanding of self would be better. Your boundaries with people would be better. You'll have a clearer outlook on what you need to be doing, where you need to be in life, and who needs to be with you throughout these things. That's for your mental health. That's not for the betterment of that person because that person wants you to do it. You do that for you. You show up for you. You practice that gratitude for yourself. And taking care of yourself is not you being soft or you being less of a man. Like, it's part of you being human. So find a way to show up for you every day. Find a way to give yourself at least an hour or two every day of whatever you need. That's going to help you think better, feel better, have better connections with people. Be more relaxed throughout your day-to-day in the world. Things that are, things that might, like, anger you might anger you slower. Might not anger you at all because you're learning tools on how to cope. You had better days this week than you had shitty ones. So your anxiety is lower. Your chest doesn't hurt anymore. You get less headaches. And I truly believe the way that our bodies talk to us and tell us to change something, tell us to stop something, tell us we need something, is by hurting. You know what I'm saying? It could be a headache. It could be an ache in our legs. It can be a feeling in our chest. It can be the twitching in our hands. It could be the twitching in our eyes. It could be the way our hair feels. It could be our back hurting in a certain spot. It could be when we eat certain things, it makes our bodies feel a certain way now. And this is the other thing too with your diet. Don't think because you've been eating something all your life, by the time you turn 38, you're going to be able to still eat that shit still. You're not. You're not. Okay? Your food palette of wants and things that you don't like and things that you like and things that you start to love is going to change every 7 years. Every 7 years. And you are talking to somebody who is to love and die by Chef Boyardee ravioli in a can, honey. The world could be crashing down. And as a kid, as a teenager, my 20s, that's all I need and I'll be okay. But then when I got to my 30s and I said, wait, Lord, you mean to tell me that after this pre-processed meat has been put and stuffed into a pasta that is still wet and is sitting in sauce in a can for months. You're telling me by the time I take that can off of that counter, put it in my cart, go to the register, self-checkout, put it in a bag, put it in my truck, drive it home, put it on my shelf, in that one day, in that one moment that I want to go have something quick to eat, I crack open that can with a can opener, or it has a can puller on the top because we are elevating. Put it in a pot or even put it in a bowl and put it in a microwave where it goes through chemo to then be put in my body. I have eaten something healthy. I haven't. And that's why I don't buy that shit for my kids. Right? As much as we don't want to have to care about how our food got on our plate or how things got to our house or who hands touched what, like we have to care about it. Like when I see pre-cut up fruit in the grocery store, She Gets It Pod will be right back after this message. It's summertime. Everyone is out and about. You're supposed to be happy. But that returning feeling is back. You don't feel in the mood for fun. You're missing people. And because you don't want to be a buzzkill, you're quiet about it. That's okay. But some of us just need more help than others. When you're looking for someone to understand what you're going through, it might not be your friends or your family that understands you. Some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. When you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak with someone to be heard, because we all have things that we are carrying that are a bit heavier than the next person's. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can give you tools to work through your thoughts and your feelings, try our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month. Stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to our show. It's all right. I have to second think, who the fuck touched my fruit before I'm about to put it in my mouth? And was their hands clean? And did they just cut up some meat? Or did they just take the trash out and then come finish cutting up these pineapples? Like, I think about that. And I think when you're adulting, even as men, you always get to a level of life of, do you care about yourself like you say you do? Or do you not give a fuck and just like, we all gonna die anyway? Fuck it. When you start to care about life, about people, and about yourself, that's when life gets the most frustrating. Because when you give a fuck, you have to do things a different way. You got to try. You have to show up more. You got to make it happen more. When you don't give a fuck, Like, people who don't give a fuck, y'all got life made. It ain't a problem. Y'all give people who give a fuck the illusion that your life is thriving, honey. Because being able to wake up every day and not give a fuck means you're not stressing about doing it right. You're not stressing about being on time. You're not stressing about having it. You're not stressing about what if you lose something, because you don't fucking care. But people who don't fucking care about other people who don't fucking care about how the world goes around, people who don't fucking care about other people or themselves, are hurting society because somebody else is picking up the shit that you're slacking on. Somebody else is worrying about you. Somebody else is needing you and they don't have. And that's putting a lot of other pressures on them. And it's always going to be a selfish decision. So if you're a man out there and you care, take care of yourself because somebody needs you. Take care of yourself because somebody thought your life was worth it enough to give birth to you and raise you, or put you in the hands of someone else to be raised. Take care of yourself because you are deserving. Take care of yourself because your opinion and your thoughts count, not just your body. Take care of yourself because somebody is looking up to you. Somebody is thinking life is okay because they have you. Somebody is believing in the fact that your life is going to get better and they want to see it get better in this lifetime. Take care of yourself, right? It is very important for you to take care of yourself and prioritize your mental health, not just your physical health, not just your financial health, not just your education. And don't get me wrong, I don't give a fuck if you're poor, middle class, doing decent, debt-free, a millionaire, a billionaire, a celebrity, or you're not famous, or your family came from money. Every sector of financial people and men be depressed, go through shit, have days where they hate themselves, have days where they hate their life, have days where they tune everything out and they're just in it. So I want men to also stop thinking money's about to fix that. Money's about to make that hole that they feel go the fuck away. No, it's not. Sometimes having a lot of money is the worst thing for men who don't have the right people around them, who don't take care of themselves, who don't show up for themselves, who don't know a thing about correcting their mental well-being. Sometimes having a lot of access to shit and being able to call somebody up to do something that is hurtful to yourself because you have a lot of money is the worst thing you can have. So I want men to stop thinking money is about to fix your problems. Money is about to answer all the questions you have. Money is about to make your kids love you more. Money is about to make that woman stay. Money is about to make that job like you more, make that job promote you more. Money is about to make your parents happier and your parents be proud of you. Money is about to make your siblings happy. Money is about to get you all of the people and power and respect that you think you deserve. It's not. Now, money eases shit for a little bit. But eventually, if your money is not working, your money runs out. And people start trickling off. And real thoughts about you start being said. So just take care of yourself. Be mindful of what you need. Show up for yourself. Improve yourself. Love yourself. And again, happy Father's Day. And if you're not a father, you can always be a mentor. You could always be a great neighbor to a family that needs a male. You can always be the guy in the neighborhood that gives the kids good advice or plays basketball with them. You can always be the man in the neighborhood that cleans up on Saturday mornings to show people in the neighborhood that somebody can look like you, not have to do that, and still show up and do that. You could be the difference to the people around you, regardless of you not having that family you thought you were going to have, or you not having that lifestyle you thought you were going to have. You can still fix your bond and your relationship with your parents if they're still around. You can still show up in your community. You can still make a change. You could still pick a different career. You could still change what that doctor said if you want to. Be your own competition. Fuck who's over here. Fuck who's over there. Fuck who said what. Sometimes fuck your boss. You could still go for that thing you want to go for. But protect your mental health, because that is the engine that runs everything. Your mood, your body, your self-esteem, your strength, your power, your faith. It runs everything, and it can ruin everything, right? So, if you're a man and you're out here struggling with something, try some of these things that I talked about. Do something different. Show up for yourself before you can show up for other people. Because a lot of people talk about wanting healthier friendships, wanting healthier bonds with their family, wanting healthier relationships. But if you want a healthy relationship, I feel like individually you have to be 75% there, healthy, worked through your shit. Being able to say, these are the things I've been doing currently or before you, working through my shit before you step into something that you want to be healthy. Right? So, I'm going to leave you with that. I appreciate you. I'm going to put this on She Gets a Pod. I had to think about, where am I putting this episode? But if you listen to any of the podcasts, you can check it out. You're needed. I don't want any man on this planet feeling like they're nothing because they don't have what the next person has, or they don't have enough money, or they don't feel handsome enough, or they don't feel tall enough, or they don't feel fit enough. Like, no. Everybody's not that vain. Everybody's not that vain, I promise you. It ain't about that. It ain't about if you got abs. It ain't about how big your shoe is. It ain't about your dick size. It ain't about if you have a hairline. It ain't about what car you drive. It ain't about what you wear. It ain't about how much money is in your fucking bank account. Because there's a lot of people who have a lot of money in their bank account, have a lot of assets, and they're still hated, and they're still annoying as fuck to the people that they take care of, and those people smile in their face and still don't give a fuck. So stop thinking that's the answer for everything, because it's not. Anywho, I got shit to do, and I'm going to do that shit. Happy Father's Day. Happy Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. And I just wish y'all the best. And if somebody did not say thank you today, this week, this month, this year, the last 5 years, if you don't feel appreciated, you are appreciated. And as a woman who respects and loves a man who is intelligent, thank you. Peace. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on your social media, and leave a review and rating. To catch the latest from me, you can check out shambipodden.com or follow me on Instagram and Twitter @shambipodden. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you listen next time. Peace.